Friend, why don't you realize there's more to life than just your little job? There's more to life than just your little car you drive. There's more to life than your little family. There's more to life. Why don't you realize that neighbor you were talking to for 30 minutes yesterday about sports has a real soul that will die and go to hell? Why don't you realize that that grocery clerk that you see every week and you talk about stupid little things, you never invite them to church. Why don't you realize that that mom of yours or that dad of yours or that grandmother of yours or grandfather, why don't you realize that your relatives or your friends, they have actual souls. I mean, if you believe that Jesus is really coming back, you believe that there's a real hell, you believe that the Bible is true, you believe that Jesus is good, why don't you go soul winning and go tell the world about Jesus? Don't you realize that there is a hell? This is not a joke. This isn't funny. There is a place of fire that people will burn forever. It's not a fun place. The fundamental movement tries to make it some little thing. They try to say, oh, well, hell is just a place where God is, and who cares? It doesn't matter. Let them die and go to hell. Don't you realize that hell is a place where men will be bound, where there'll be fire, and they'll never die, where the worm dies, not where they'll eat their bodies, and they will die over and over and over and over again. They will die for eternity. Because God said the wages of sin is death. And they will die forever and ever and ever. There will be tears in heaven. That's why the Bible says that God will have to wipe away our tears. Because as we sit there and we see our loved ones go to hell, as we sit there and see the people we knew, we will just weep and cry and wish, why did I not do that?